the Brengadic Forest, Northern Kalimdor. The icon of shadows made little to no sound in her passing, moving across the leafy ground of the forest like a curious phantom. She was not alone. One of her best led the way, the pair passing between stout oaks and around ancient boulders which impeded straightforward movement. Clutching the scabbard of her arming sword, she held the weapon steady, keeping the sheath away from her body, allowing her legs full range of movement. A few moments passed before they stopped, and following suit, she crouched low beside her subordinate, who now, with soil-camouflaged hands, drew her attention to a spot amongst the woodland.
"Here, look through the trees, to the left of those rocks. You see?"
"I see them."
"They grow bold. This, so close to the capital. So close to the road."
Ahead, past the pillars of moss-shrouded bark, pale flesh hung and moving. The gathering of naked corpses were suspended by makeshift rope, likely formed from their own garments. Yashella held back the urge to retch, maintaining her professional composure.
"The work of brigands. There is a known group of deserters operating out here."
"What group of outlaws and runaways do that to women and children?" "The three men I could see at a stretch. But the little ones. You know who did this, Mayagon."
"Do not let emotion guide your conclusions, Alec. It would be best if we return. We have no time to delay."
"We are leaving them as they are? It seems wrong to do so."
"Who but we would do such a thing? Anyone but the Order, perhaps the King's men, would leave them. Believe me when I say that this sickens me beyond words. But it would alert the perpetrators to our presence. I cannot see past this as bait."
I think we should..."
"We continue as planned, Alec."
"Of course. You're right in this. Forgive me. You wish me to remain at the wagon, or..."
"No, stay as you are. We need eyes ahead of us. Now more than ever. You did well. See that you maintain such standards."
"As you say, my icon."
She watched as Alec stalked away from her, his garb blending into the woodland, becoming less visible by the moment. She was proud of this one, a young scout who took to his duty with ease and with a skill few could have at such an age. With time, experience and wisdom gained, Yashella held little doubt Alec would surpass her. As she drew nearer to the camp, Yashella could sense eyes upon her from amongst the gathered troop. There, at the head of the wagon, sitting upon his mount, peering out through the visor of his full helm, awaited Icon Syriac. Though his face was hidden, his posture betrayed his annoyance with her.
"Icon Yashella, may we continue with our mission? The men grow weary while you concern yourself with trivialities."
"The men or you?"
"If there are brigands ahead, and if they are indeed foolish enough to attack us, they will be dispatched as quickly as they come. You forget whose company you share, my dear. I have four of my finest as well as mine own self. You worry over naught."
"Worrying over details is my role, and my charge is to see this beast is taken to the Black Fells without hindrance. Keep in mind, I have a wealth of garnered knowledge, not just of the affairs outside of the Order. Need I say more? Perhaps we should share your private life with everyone."
"He mocks you openly, woman.
Do
do as you wish.
Do you like such a threat, Colonel?
When things do turn sour,
look at the faces of your men.
Pick up the pieces, my
You're losing their respect. And now, strike the insolence from his face.
Now, may we continue with our mission, Icon Yasha?
Do it.
Move on, the road is clear. But remain on guard.
Move out! Come on, hurry up!
Yasha stared blankly as the troop milled around, making its preparations to leave. That voice. Once again, it had spoken to her. It began when she struck loose the chains, sealing the bindings and finalizing the ritual for the Aegis of Holding. Since that day, it had crept into her dreams, though she dared not speak of it, fearing the judgment of unwanted attention such a proclamation would bring. Never mind the implications of her mental stability. An icon was expected to be a paragon amongst the ranks, a rock of unwavering dependability. She shook her head as a terrible thought sparked within her mind. What if this wasn't the beginnings of some madness? Once atop the wagon again, she tried to relax, taking up her seat next to a visibly tired Ina, who greeted her with a concerned look.
Anything to worry about, Icon Yasha?
There was some bodies in the woods.
Bodies? Bandits or travelers?
Travelers, a family, I think, hung from the trees.
Robbed and hung, no doubt.
No, I'm afraid not. The usual signs were there.
Moving!
I cannot understand the need for such torture. What does it achieve beyond sadistic pleasure? To spread fear, perhaps?
I've come to learn. They gain power from the suffering of others. The more pain is inflicted, the greater the reward their vile guide bestows. It's abhorrent and goes against all we believe.
A vicious cycle. Those who would be willing to do such acts are already depraved. And the worst kind.
Foolish child. There is no turning back of the dark tide. Mesrakah's roots are already in your soil. Twisting, digging. They run deep here already.
We do right in our duty to Galador. Stopping this madness from spreading is a burden I gladly bear.
Who can say for certain?
You know full well that awaits this world, woman.
Are you well?
You can be free of his wrath. Free of the agony that awaits you.
Lady Yasha. Lady Yasha. Lady Yasha.
I'm fine.
My lady, you're trembling.
I'm fine.
You came over gray. You look sick. The stress of the journey, perhaps.
I am fine. Know your place, Magus. Do not presume to question me. Is that understood?
Forgive me. My deepest apologies. You're right.
The shadow of the Bren Gadic forest fell over them, and the wagon rattled on beneath its canopy. The daylight would keep the path visible for a few more hours. Then they would be forced to make camp for the night, or perhaps light torches to guide the way. Yasha sighed, trying to clear her mind and focus on the journey ahead. They still had far to go.
Thank you.
That was episode 2 of The Damned Caravan. This episode featured the following voice actors.
Hi, my name is Michelle Booz, and I play Yashella.
Hi, I'm Randy Greer, and I play Alec.
Hello, I'm Kevin Barmer, and I play Icon Syria.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Alvarez. I'm the voice of Einar and Yorick.
Want to hear the next episode as soon as possible? Want to hear the latest updates and exclusive previews about the show? Then please, consider joining the Patreon at the $2 level. Not only will you receive everything I've just mentioned, but you'll be helping to support the show. Patreon's not your thing. Okay, I get it. Perhaps an awesome quality t-shirt or a sticker with the show's logo on is. You can get that from the Tee Public store, which I'm adding new designs to on a regular basis. So that's a piece of merch and a peace of mind knowing you've helped make this show better. Sounds like a win-win to me. As always, thanks for listening. Please stay tuned for another promo.
I can still hear Zoran ask.
Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons. A unique narrated audio drama based around a basement tabletop role-playing game. Six children grow up in the dawning epicenter of a new war. Two brothers, Benedict the Pious and Careful, and Zane the Carefree, are joined by their younger cousin Cordelia, the blacksmith and seamstress's daughter, their friends Zoran the son of the local justice, and Sophie, the abandoned sister of a young and beautiful sword for hire, accompany them on this journey. Sword, sorcery, and adventure await to engage the listener along the way in our 20 minutes or less episodes. We hope you enjoy Dice Tower Theater's Dawn of Dragons, a proud member of the family-friendly Podagon Go Network.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking.